From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Senator Lisa Murkowski says it's too early to judge the Trump presidency. She's been skeptical of some of his actions, but in her annual address to the Alaska legislature yesterday morning, Murkowski presented the Trump administration as an opportunity for resource development.
So here's the plan in this new administration, this new Congress. We're going to start here in Alaska by working to restore throughput in our Trans-Alaska pipeline. It is possible, and it will be done.
During the campaign, Murkowski called for Trump to leave the ticket. She is one of only four Republicans to vote against any of his nominees so far. But Democrats who hope Murkowski will help them block the Trump agenda might be disappointed in her speech and what she told reporters afterwards.
I am looking at the Trump administration and the team that he's putting together and saying, how can we be working to best advantage Alaskans?
Murkowski says she's been encouraged so far by Trump's resource policies. While environmentalists warn that EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt will dismantle the agency, Murkowski says he'll bring the EPA back to its full lawful mission. With reporters, Murkowski wasn't entirely uncritical of the Trump administration.
I do think that that there have been some instances where, as a team, they kind of stepped in it. And I think we saw that with the initial rollout of the executive order on the travel ban.
On the other hand, she said the Trump team flawlessly handled the announcement of Trump's pick for the Supreme Court. Invited to provide a general assessment of the Trump White House, Murkowski demurred.
Ask me that question in 3 months.
Alaska's other U.S. Senator, Dan Sullivan, is due to address the legislature on Friday morning. Petroleum drilling in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge wasn't a consideration under President Barack Obama, but it's getting renewed attention under the new administration. Members of Alaska's congressional delegation are pushing legislation to allow drilling on the refuge's coastal plain. Federal researchers estimate the coastal plain holds up to 16 billion barrels of oil. Critics say it's important wildlife habitat, and they want it managed as wilderness. The Coast Guard has awarded 5 fixed-price contracts for design studies and analysis of new heavy polar icebreakers. Coast Guard and Navy personnel will use the studies to refine heavy polar icebreaker specifications. The combined value of the contracts is about $20 million. The studies are expected to take a year to complete. Coast Guard hopes to award a contract for design and construction of the lead heavy polar icebreaker in fiscal year 2019. With a quick look at weather, it's 32 degrees at Juneau International Airport, partly cloudy. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 23. Friday, mostly sunny. For more state and local news, visit us on the web at ktoo.org. I'm Jeremy Shea.